Welcome to the 400 Club Rooftop Talking. You got your boy Ye, and I'm thinking this morning, black folks need to focus on survivor skills and tech. We had a conversation yesterday, and every time I turn around, we're talking about sports, how we dominate sports, how we 70% of the people that dominate sports. Like, how do we get forward and learn how to survive and deal with technology if we are focused on sports? Now, I'm not saying that the body shouldn't be focused on. Yes, better body, better mind. You know, more rest, everything, and all those things above. Health is wealth, right? But when are we going to start, you know, focusing on survival skills? Survival is a part of health, too. What are we doing in schools and stuff like that to have our children, you know, counter the bullshit that we complain about in sport?
Stuff like that. Whatever happens to home at health, home economics, whatever happened to workshops. Do they still have that in school? Or they took that out of school as well. So this is what I'm saying. This morning, black folks need to work on survival skills and technology, because I feel as though that we're getting behind. We're behind a lot. We're behind the wealth at the same time, too. Okay? But we focus on all the things that doesn't really matter, and then we complain later. We complain later instead of trying to correct it. We can correct it if you're a real parent. If you're a real person that wants to survive instead of worrying about clothes, hair, sex, games, et cetera, et cetera. So this is what I want to talk about this morning. Let me get a couple of people in here. A couple of men, a couple of people that I can have this conversation with. So, what's up, sis? Some people in here, welcome to the 400 Club Rooftop Talk. You got your boy here, Mark. Good morning. How's it going, man? I'll send you an invite. Come up where you want to. I'm going to ping up real quick.
Back on another Wednesday morning. Welcome to the 400 Club Rooftop Talk. You can't silence the truth. It just is what it is. And I know a lot of people may get uncomfortable when it comes down to a topic like this, because you'd rather watch the football, you'd rather be a part of the basketball, et cetera, et cetera. Y'all minimize everything down to sports. But if we focused on what is necessary, that is something for our survival and catching up with the rest of the world, that's what we need to focus on. I don't know why we as black folks want to sit here and think about sports all the time. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. And then we complain later on when we don't get anywhere. Tell me, how does that work? If you have a conversation with a black, with black folks, most likely they'll be talking about sports and stuff like that, instead of talking about how to, you know, deal with economics as a whole. As a whole, I think majority of us talk about sports more than we talk about anything. And relationships, talk about sports and relationships. Let me see. Sorry, I can't provide that. Talking points. And you tell me if I'm wrong. Talking points. Talking points. Podcast. Sorry. Okay. So, well, that's the, this is the topic. And so my opener, I'm going to say, well, why survival skills and technology are essentially a tool for independence. Because we talk about independence so much. We want independence as a people, et cetera, but we have nothing to go off of for these certain type of things. You know, we depend on who? We depend on daddy government. Everything is going, you know, they even stopped the assistance and stuff like that from the government already stopped assistance, government assistance, when it comes down to Section 8 and stuff like that. Survival. So listen, if people had survival skills and didn't have to depend on the government, you know what happened? You'll build your own fucking house. I know that shit sounds devilish, but you'll build your own house somewhere where you need to build it, and you'll have to worry about what? You'll have to worry about not having a home, not at the same time with the energy too. Like, it's so many things out there that you can be taught, you can learn. I mean, when it comes down to using that phone that y'all call Big Mama Tech, Big Daddy Tech, instead we'd rather do all the stupid things that we've been doing thus far. What did it get us? Nowhere. So why do we keep doing it? Maybe we complacent, maybe we don't care about our survival, right? So this is this people, I open up the stage for people to come up. You guys could come up. What do you think about this title and the things that I've said thus far? Now, the connection between past resilience was agriculture, bartering and trade, and today's need for modern self-sufficiency. We dealt with bartering and trade, right? We knew how to do agriculture, right? Guess who we leave the agriculture on today? Guess who's a big part of the agriculture? I'm not saying that we don't have small farmers and stuff like that, black farmers, but we leave all the agriculture for the Mexicans and call that a bottom tier job, and no one wants to do it. How are we looking right now? How can we really survive? If everything was to go bad right today, how can we, the vast majority of us, be able to survive when we're dependent on the market, the supermarkets and stuff like that, that's even on that and that and giving us bad food, GMOs, preservatives and stuff like that. That's a part of survival. And if you want to talk about what they should be learning in the school, why aren't people countering the things that's going on in school? When you come home, you rather be on your phone, you rather be out there talking to your friends and stuff like that, instead of sitting there paying attention to what your kids have going on in the home. Bought them these phones, bought them these iPads, laptops, and stuff like that. Shit, I guarantee you, most of y'all don't even go in those rooms to see if your kids are doing what they're supposed to do. I can guarantee you that. But I bet you this one: if you have a kid that's tall and lengthy, and got a little bit of structure to his body, you're ready to sign these kids up for sports. So why do we depend on sports? Food scrutiny. Gardening, farming, hydroponics, not relying fully on those grocery stores I was talking about earlier. What happens when it comes down to emergencies and stuff like that? Knowing how to filter water, create shelter, handle first aid kits? Do you even teach your kid these things? Damn, I know sometimes you think like, damn, like, you know, what happens in an instant when something happens right away? You call an ambulance, they don't come right away. You don't even harness the survival skills yourself to help your kid even through that before something happens, or yourself and or parents of family members and stuff like that too. I guarantee you. So we're talking about financial survival too as well, because we are in a world where people need money, budgeting, bartering, investing in the land's property. Whew. Man, I'm telling you, we ain't some shit. Do you call a community, the people that you be around your community, if you are a community? So what about community building, polling, resources, teachers, your practical skills? Do y'all even talk to the teachers that's in the schools that your kids go to? Huh? Do you even attend parent-teachers meetings? Do any of these things? This is all a part of survival. Now I'm going to come down to technology. Now when we talk about technology, I'm guaranteed you're just talking about, we're thinking about, okay, let's go and punch this here in our little computer, little hand computers, and see if you know, I can build a raft. That'll build it. So you look at certain things. So we're coming to tech literacy, coding, cybersecurity, IA, blockchain, not just being consumers, but creators. Do we even think about that? Do y'all know that these little cell phones that we have in our hands, and when it comes down to ChatGPT and all those things, you can actually put into ChatGPT, build me a website of your liking. With this, and that, and that, and you can literally, it will literally build you a website and or send you some resources. Do we think that far? No. Now we could talk about entrepreneurship, using tech to build businesses. Like I was just talking about e-commerce and passive income streams. When you say you can't get a job, there is no freaking excuse why you cannot do things on your own if you say you cannot get a job. It's even, they even have this website called Upworks. Upworks is used for people that are contractors that can do work for people that can't, that don't have the time to do it. And they will pay you. Do you know about Upworks? No, you don't know about Upworks. Outsourced again. Future jobs, preparing for automation, remote work, and digital industries. Are y'all listening to what I'm telling y'all? I know we come on this platform, we talk about relationships all the time, but we need to start talking about things that can really better ourselves. But if we talk about things that will better ourselves, would you take this information and be productive with it? Or would you just let it go one ear out the other? Would you do that? Access to information. How tech breaks barriers. Connect communities globally. Woo! Globally. So not only that you can connect with the people that are around, you can connect people in different parts of the freaking world. And guess what? They speak English. And if they do not speak English, you know what you can use tech for? You can Google translation and you can have a conversation with this person, maybe a little more steps, but you can still have these things going on for yourself. It's not hard. If you can go on a dating website and then say, hey, you know, meet this person in this place or whatever the state site's got, all people, different Spain, all these places, you could do the same thing when it comes down to connecting. All right. Now we're going to talk about blending both modern survival, knowing how to use tech for advancement and survival skills for resilience. Example, solar panels, tech. Plus knowing how to conserve power, survival. That's survival. We still worry about everything else. Can't say I'm perfect in everything I got going on, but I do have most of these things going on for myself. I don't talk about these things because people are not interested in talking about these things, but sometimes I gotta just get it out. Tech can preserve culture, digital archives, podcasts, apps, while survival skills keep traditional traditions alive. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think about that? If you have a tradition, if you think traditions is important, you will care about those certain things. Let's talk about the challenges and the solutions about things, right? Barrier lacks of lack of asset underfunding schools, systematic limitation. Those are the challenges. Social community tech lab, co-ops, skill sharing, workshops. Role of mentorship, teaching youth coding trades and resilience together. Do you have your kids doing coding? No? Don't you know coding is something that could bring your children plenty of money and have them able to understand what technology can do for you? Do you know that? Big corporations, even if we talk about, you know, hopefully they don't do that. When it comes down to the hacking skills and all that stuff like that, it's government entities that will take your children just because they're that smart. Now, I'm not advising nobody to hack, but if a hacker know how to hack, they're really freaking good. Okay? More points. Not in my screen. Just a few things I wanted to touch on because I get tired of talking about relationships all the time. Even when it comes down to self-defense and physical fitness, martial arts, and responsible for firearm safety. Survival. Huh? Natural remedies in health, herbal medicines, preventative care, avoiding over-resilience of pharmaceuticals. Now, it may take a little longer for the natural remedies. You may have to do a little harsher dieting and all stuff like that, but those things actually build the body instead of you rushing and only covering the symptoms instead of getting rid of the symptoms. I'm wondering if you guys are really paying attention to this shit. I'm wondering. Ask how to get these certain things. I have natural remedy books in my home. I sit my kids down and I show them how to make remedies, how to cure certain things. Myself. Let's talk about sustainable living. Rainwater collection, renewable energy, basic. Whoa, tell me if I'm speaking on some shit good right now. Y'all can come up. What's up, Isaac? What's going on? Come up. The fucking dog's gonna run out in front of the car. What, are you crazy? What the fuck?
Hey, Jay.
Run your little asses over. Say, yeah, what's going on, bro?
When you say tech, are you saying as a consumer, as a retailer? Are you saying as an owner?
As a creator.
Producer. Right.
So creator. Business. Go ahead.
When you say creator, what do you mean? That's what I'm saying. As an owner?
People that learn, yes, owning. Learning how to create these certain things. So you don't have to be the person that's on the other end. That is survival skills. And at the same time, it creates revenue for you and yours. So I'm talking about knowing how to code, things like that, Brody. Yeah, you go into
it. I'm here for the capitalism.
Yeah, the reason why I asked that question is because, like Tesla's about to say $2.5 billion because they're going to replace the 10% of their workforce with a computer. So a lot of people talk about STEM, specifically tech, but I'm like, are you talking about as an owner? Or are you talking about what side of the coin are you talking about? Because you just clarified it, but I'm saying not you.
Okay.
So when people talk about this, it's like, I'd be wondering, like, are you paying attention? Because to date, nothing's taking more jobs from people than a machine with a computer. Machine, then now machine with a computer, right? Nothing's taking more jobs from a human. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, I'll be wondering, you clarified your position, but I'll be wondering, do people understand the world that you're living in today? Look at how much money they're saving by reducing and or replacing a human altogether with a computer, with a machine that has a computer in it. You understand what I'm saying? And you still hear people say, well, I'm pushing my kids into STEM. But what side are you pushing them to? The ownership side or the retail or consumer side or the employee side?
All the last three?
Well, here's what I can tell you about how actual tech works. You want to be the person that can make it. not the person that has to employ someone to make it, or the person that buys it. You want to get into tech and this survival bullshit? Learn how to make it. If you don't have the brain power, do not make the attempt. That's how this works.
We're not going to fearmonger people into it. Even if you have, you know, even early stage when you're dealing with the children, you can teach them certain, you can take, send them to certain schools for it. I actually started learning how to code using HTML off the computer. And then I had somebody that I hired that helped me with my SW message program that was helping us at the same time too. At one point I had about 12 employees and I went on Upwork to get them because I wanted to outsource the government. And what happened was, what I started doing was, I said, you know what, bro, we're gonna learn this coding, and we're gonna start getting rid of these humans. We don't need human intervention. And we did that. So we got about 10 computers that did triple the load of what they were doing. Of course, we had to deal with the maintenance and stuff like that, and you know, it was easier that way, but at the same time, we got rid of it. So why get mad at the people that at this point are getting rid of humans? You understand what I'm saying? Why get mad at those people? You need to learn how to compete. And that's why I got this title up here. Survival skills, even dealing with tech at the same time too. I already named the basic survival skills, but at this point we're in a digital era, right? So what should we be doing as parents at this point? Putting our kids in schools or programs, or taking that damn phone out the hand, putting in how to code, how to give a computer in front of them, and have them practice their skills, you know, exercise their skills. Because I remember at one point MySpace had this feature where it teaches you how to code. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah, I do.
They don't have that now. I don't see these other features when it comes down to Facebook and all that other stuff like that. They just keep on producing. And we keep on consuming. So why talk about relationships all day? We have to be, sometimes I got a feeling these things, and I know people hate it, but I know some of y'all like to talk about it too. Y'all just go, y'all roll with the flow at times. So tell me what y'all thinking. Tell me what's on your mind, man.
I would stop there. I would add to what you said, ownership, man. We got to incorporate the ownership shit. If you're going to push your kids into STEM, not saying that they got to be an entrepreneur, but teach them, right? And the reason why I say this, again, even in the military, the private side and military, to date, nothing has taken more jobs away from a human in America than a machine. Industrial Revolution, 1796, Massachusetts. That's a machine replacing horsepower and man. Since then, they've incorporated a computer with said machine. That's taken the most jobs. This is Tesla, $2.5 billion they're going to save. And they're going to replace only 10%. Lanier, housing development. There's a video that I in one of my rooms that I did. The co-founder said 3D printing homes right now. It only takes 3 humans. It usually takes 20 people to build a house. With the machines that they use to 3D print a house, it takes 3. Then he said the next generation computer that they're developing, it's only going to take 1. And all he or she has to do is man the computer. So this we got to incorporate the ownership and structuring ownership.
Right.
We need to be incorporating that along with what you're saying. Don't just stop with having them code and become an employee.
Yes, and when it comes down to STEM careers, right? Yes, we should encourage the kids to see tech as creative and powerful and not boring. The thing is, like you were saying, how do you incorporate that? It's the biggest thing, because we have to be innovative on our end too, as parents and stuff like that. You know what I mean? As community members and stuff like that. How would you suggest, or anybody on the panel suggest that you do that? People stop and don't do it into certain careers because it's boring to them. You know what I mean? Like, even if we talk about cybersecurity, protecting identity, finances, and community organization online, Because everything is really online. Everything is online. We meet online. We yeah, y'all know exactly what I'm saying. How do we do these things? How do we? Because my thing is, even with the children and stuff like that, that's what we really got to have to start with. And we can't say as adults, we can't start at the same time too, but it's better off dealing with the youth. How do you do that? How do you have them see these certain things as not being boring? What do you suggest? I know you guys have some things in your mind you want to get out. Nothing?
If there's nobody else, I'll go.
I feel like yay, salute, Aaron and yay, Andrea.
You sound muffled, fam. You sound muffled.
Real muffled.
I'm a work headphones on, but I just disconnected real quick. Salute to y'all, top of the top. Hope y'all having a good day. We got to start with the parents. If the parents find the same shit that we need to be focusing on boring, then what the kids gonna do? Look at, I'm gonna be quick, y'all. Look at the parents. Look at what the parents consuming. They love and hip hop, Housewives of Atlanta, all these toxic ass shows. They love the toxic music and all that shit. So what do we really expect from the kids? I'll land with that.
Yeah, I was pretty much about to mention that. The parents got to be doing, you know, they got to be in tech. Yeah, I'm on the phone right now. They got to be in tech as well. You know, they got to be dabbling with some technology. They got to be knowing how to segment networks. They got to understand zero trust architecture or just different aspects of tech. And I think it's going to trickle down to the kids because the kids obviously you're going to see the leadership of the parents. If the parents aren't doing the job, then obviously the kids are going to have their attention going elsewhere.
Exposing the kids early. If your child shows interest in something, tap into it. Expose them to it. Make it a fun. You see what I'm saying? My little cousin, she came out the womb. She could draw. Just she could see it. She could draw it, right? We've got her, my older cousin. So this is my second generation cousin. She kept all her art from when she was a child. You can see the development, right? So before she went to college as a child, she would let her go to like adult art classes and let her sit in there and let her draw with the adults. And she grew like a motherfucker. It's something she tapped into that the child already showed that she was interested in, right? Now she's graduated from college. Now she's into web design. You see what I'm saying? She went from paper, drawing on paper, to being able to do it on a computer. Now she's starting her own business. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, as parents, they got to everybody's point, they got to see us doing it, learning from our hip at the dinner table, right? Then two, if you expose it to something earlier, the chances are they're going to gravitate to it, especially if it's already something that they see as they're doing as a hobby.
Okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Like so long.
I disagree just a little bit, just because all parents are not into tech, right? But I agree with saying expose the children early, expose them to them. There's a lot of places here in Georgia that offer summer programs that children can get into, these type of tech programs at the junior colleges and things like that. So exposure is necessary, very, very, you know, in their youth. Here in Georgia, there's not, in certain areas, there wasn't a lot of Spanish speaking, but exposure so that when we moved to California, my children could speak fluently Spanish as elementary age students, exposing them, putting them in the charter schools that offer these type of things. So yes, exposure is necessary, but we got to understand that the parents may not have it at all. Just imagine in my era, I was introducing my mother to all these different things as it relates to a computer. We didn't have that when we were younger. Now, you guys may have it, those that are younger than the top three of us, then maybe it may be an option for you all, but it was not an option for us.
Okay. That's not, well, my dad was 70 years old. My dad taught my younger brother how to fix computers and stuff like that too. And our first computer that we had when we were younger was the Commodore. a lot of families didn't have those computers in their home. So I can't really say that or really agree to that. And when it comes down to us depending on these YMCAs and all that stuff like that, we're trying to take it out of the institution. Technology hasn't made it so that we'll be able to think ourselves and put into the computer what we want to talk about, what we want to build. We have that. We have that that ability now. So all right, let's put it like this. If we're going to worry about the schools and stuff like that, and they're teaching all these things that we hate, what? The gay topics, what else? Indoctrination. What are we doing at home to counter that? See, the thing is taking the power out of the school at this point, and I don't think most parents are ready to do that.
You're talking to the same woman that homeschooled their children. All of us didn't do that. Your father might have taught your brother how to fix a computer, but most did not. My husband taught our children how to fix a computer, fix a cell phone, reprogram this and that, but most did not. That's the point. So introduction has to start from somewhere, and some people may not have the finances to pay for the services from someone outside of the school realm. That's why I mentioned that the colleges offer it for free over the summer. Some of the junior colleges offer it to the youth over the summer in these different summer programs. I agree with you that a lot of different things are being introduced in the school, but most people can't homeschool their children. Most people don't know how or even want to. So where else do we go from here?
That's a fact. I think that gets left out of the conversation, is that finances and for working mothers, you know, there's a lot of single mothers out here and single fathers out here, believe it or not. And when they're working to provide, they're not able to necessarily, you know, do the homeschooling situation to make sure the children get properly homeschooled. You know what I mean? So economics is an issue. It's easy to get on Clubhouse and talk about what we're doing and what we got going on. And that's beautiful, you know, if you got the finances or the means of doing that. But there are so many more that don't. So we can't leave that out.
It's funny that y'all two brought up finances, right? Because in these conversations, what I've been trying to say, not make it a finance room, but incorporate the financial component in these types of conversations, even the ones that talk about monogamy, right? Niggas don't want to talk about that shit. Niggas think you're supposed to just born, live, die for free. Like, shit costs fucking money. And whenever you start talking about that shit, niggas, financially illiterate niggas, get in their fucking feelings because they can't keep up in the conversation. They shut down, they flee, or the attack was being said. Last time I checked, man, you can't eat for free. Last time I checked, the clothes you got on your back ain't fucking free. Them four walls and roof, I don't give a fuck what tax bracket you in, ain't fucking free. And then developing your baby, it costs fucking money, right? And then when they turn 18, to give them all the tools and resources from birth to 18 as they step out to this real world, that shit ain't fucking free. This is why I say, if you broke, the last thing, broke is, before everybody say, well, what is broke? You struggling to maintain four walls roof, or you can't acquire four walls and roof, right? The last thing you should be trying to do is fuck or give fuck, because you're going to produce a child you ain't going to be able to provide for. Alan.
Hey, salute to you, bro. I'm going to say this to you, man. You are a financially astute brother. You really say a lot of intelligent, smart things, and I always, you know, support what you're saying. But in this situation, I got to say that we're living in an economy right now, man, that's hard on people, bro. Even when you do it the right way. I mean, I'm seeing college graduates who can't find jobs right now. It's a real world out here. There's people who at one point in time were able to sustain. And the changes that's going on, man, not everybody's able to keep up. Now, I'm fortunate at this time to where I've been able to, but I'm not oblivious to know that health issues, situations that happen in life can occur, bro, and are occurring every day. And with AI becoming what it's becoming, with the robotic industry taking away even a lot of the blue-collar jobs, it's harder for a lot of people. And I'm not making an excuse. I'm just being real. It's hard out here. So we can't gloss over the fact that there are a lot of great things being said, But a lot of people aren't able to implement it because of their financial situation.
Please, sir, please, it's just a bunch of I'm going crazy in my brain right now.
Reality,
it is a fucking excuse. The reality is that it is an excuse, sir, because you have a phone in your hand, you can pay for AI programs that can help you with that. Yes, I understand that AI intelligence is an opportunity not having less risk when it comes down to business and stuff like that. We all know this, so why don't we try to access this? If you could go on your phone go into your Play Store and download an AI app and learn what to say to try to develop these type of different skills and stuff like that using your tech, what is the goddamn excuse? There's no excuse for it.
Bro, not everybody's where we're at, though, fam. I'm not disagreeing.
We have a cell phone, brother.
Listen to me, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I'm doing well for myself. I'm just saying I'm not oblivious, though, to real-life situations that are affecting real people, bro. It's not just as easy as typing in ChatGPT. Hey, get me on that. It ain't that simple, man. There's a lot of layers to this shit. So when I get on these platforms and I hear you bougie-ass niggas get on here and act like there ain't real-life situations. Yes, you. You sound bougie.
Bougie?
You sound like you're oblivious to the fact that people are going through shit. Especially in this economy, with inflation being what it is, and the mortgages being what it is, and out of utilities being what they are, it's disingenuous to sit here and act like everybody out here who is struggling is doing shit wrong on planning or doing shit wrong in their life. It's just shit is going on for people, bro. So I hate when niggas get on here and get on this uppity shit. Like
this uppity shit.
Hey, do you mind, Jay? Hold on. I don't want y'all to argue.
I'm on mute.
I don't want y'all to argue.
I'm just sick and tired of the excuses. Is okay. Let's put it like this. Okay, this is me. If me as a ghetto nigger, all right, that's what people will call me, could sit here and tell you these things and have these things going on with my children, it's no excuse for any other ghetto nigga. And if you have access to these ghetto niggas, you can take your black ass out there and have this conversation with them too. If they could go into their cell phones.
Hey, hold up.
And learn. Wait. Hold on, brother. Hold on. Let me finish. That's not an Israelite name. You're so not, uneducated when it comes down. You can ask me. I can tell you about it. And these are my people, too. So I don't understand what you're talking about. You better do some research on me. My name is in my bio. Hold on. I don't care about nothing you're talking about, okay? You're going to an area that you don't need to go into right now. What I'm trying to tell you is
you're talking about my people, nigga.
If you can't control yourself, you can get to the bottom, okay? There's no excuses for anything. I bet you can go into your cell phone and say, how to dribble between my legs and shoot the ball. So what's the difference? I can go to my cell phone and learn how to build a gun, build bullets, and all that stuff like that. I'm trying to take our mindsets out of that and put it to a different mindset that could be conducive and productive to our life. And you're giving me pushback about this, trying to find something to argue about. This is pathetic.
Hey, Hug, just for clarification, man, is me, I say it for about 5 or 6 people since I've been on this app, Flation, myself, MK, Dr. Albert, Anthony, it's a few people on this app that have from year to year, hey, this is what's happening in the economy. This is what you can do, blah, blah, blah. We've been tracking the economy, right? Hey, your cost of living is going up. I'm speaking from that perspective, right? And people have the same talk. It's like they're oblivious to the current economy they're living in every year. Same talking points, right? You're not wrong. I just want to give context to the conversation so we don't start arguing. Because I was literally speaking to your initial point, right? Now, with that being said, and this is what I do for over 10 years. People's spending habits are not adjusting to this economy as their cost of living has went up. Those who can adjust it, right? Some people just don't make enough. I agree with you on there. But in those who do, they are not pivoting to free up the discretionary income so they have more money to provide to their kids. So they have more money to sustain their homes, right? They still have the same spending habits when they were able to keep more in other previous economies. Because this current economy is affecting everybody, right? That is basically on one side of the ledger where wages is your bread and butter. I don't fuck how much money you make, man. You're keeping less than you did last year.
Man, you stopped all this shit to say the fucking CNN ass shit, my nigga.
Hey, wow.
Who you talking
real to? Quick. Also, real quick to push back on that whole it's hard shit. A lot of people just like said, but I'm wording it a different way. A lot of people just fucking off the finances that they do have. A lot of people buying their kids shit that they don't need. A lot of people trying to keep up with the fucking Joneses. A lot of people more worried about what their kids have on their back and their feet versus what's in their fucking head. Now, that's the part that we don't wake up when we like to talk about all people struggling and all this other bullshit. Don't be triggered.
You quote me wrong.
Just allow him to finish. Allow him to finish, and you can respond. We do have that type of decorum.
All you got to do is respond. That's it. Yeah, a lot of the same motherfuckers I see struggling and all of that. The kids got on Jordans, or the kids got on Palms Angels, or the kids got on some Gucci, or some shit that costs the same shit it would have cost for you to buy a course or for you to put them in some type of program. So we got to start doing the right thing with the finances that we do have.
And you know, everything you're saying is right. I'm not pushing back on none of that. That's true. There needs to be a financial literacy course taught in school, especially in the urban schools. It's not. And let's keep it real. Most of these parents that are younger aren't equipped with the knowledge to teach their kids that. It is a pandemic economically as far as the literacy goes. We're not taught credit scores. We're not taught debt utilizations. We're not taught this shit. I'm going to be real. I was fortunate enough to where I learned it. I wasn't taught it either. I'm going to be honest. My mother didn't know anything about that shit. But I learned it as I went in life. But what I'm trying to say is, in this current economic society we're living in right now, yes, there are people who make bad decisions. Yes, there are people who spend money on shit they can't afford. That's everyone knows that. But what I am saying is there are people that are doing it the right way, bro, who have done it the right way their whole lives that are struggling right now because shit is not sustainable. Their wages at their job isn't covering what the expenses are. You know what I mean? Everything has gone up. Most jobs aren't giving raises as frequently anymore. And not everybody is business astute. Not everybody is able to go out here and have an entrepreneurial standpoint in their mind. Some people are working people. Let's just keep it honest. Most people are working people. Many in this room, y'all might be entrepreneurial spirit and have the knowledge to do that. But let's not be remiss and say that the mortgage crisis going on right now, as far as people able to afford places to live, rent, all of this shit is a real thing. If you go outside and you talk to the people, if you go anywhere you go and you ask 100 people, I'm guaranteeing at least 85 are going to say, hey, yo, look, I've never went through shit like this before. So, yes, you are right. There are people who are financially piss poor as far as money management goes. That is the true word of the day. And those people need to be, you know, learn how to turn that shit around or they're going to fall flat and sink in this shit. But there are people doing it the right way, losing their ass too, though. Let's not act like this shit is not, that we can just act like people who are failing in certain things economically are doing shit wrong. It's just the way this shit is right now, bro. It's hard for many people to sustain. So I'm just saying for those people, let's show a little grace instead of looking down on them and telling them, type in ChatGPT, you're doing shit wrong. You're not using AI to your advantage. It ain't that simple.
But why are you taking it that as I'm beating on them? I'm just having the room trying to express to our people that there are other alternatives instead of trying to build your kid to be a football player, basketball player. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not disagreeing with you, my brother. On many pages, we're on the same page. What I'm saying is we have to exercise a better way of teaching the people that are needing this information the most. And honestly, the people who need this information the most ain't even in this room. They're outside, man. There's people out here that can use hearing the words y'all saying. I'm not saying y'all saying anything wrong. I'm just saying let's not be oblivious, though, and act like this shit is a major problem.
We ain't saying that wrong. Stop pushing back then. Stop.
Nigga, don't tell me what the fuck to do. Nigga, I'm not pushing back.
Hold on. I don't want y'all to argue, fam. Okay, everybody's right. The people that everybody's talking about exist. It's not a one, it's not an either or, it's an and or. Everybody's right. You see what I'm saying? And those who know me know I track this type of shit. You're not wrong. There are some people who just don't make enough. There are some people who make enough, they just don't manage the money correctly. So there's no reason for us to argue here, man. Come on, man, let's have this substantive conversation.
But and they don't care about managing the money the way that they're supposed to manage because they're comfortable and complacent where they are. We cannot, we have to speak. So I want to talk about fintech and digital money, crypto, mobile banking, and peer-to-peer transaction and stuff like that. Do you guys understand what that means? Must I break it down? I know you guys understand. You guys are a smart bunch of people.
Break it down. I don't know.
All right. You know what fintech is, but we're going to do this.
No, but so I can get the right just in case somebody don't know that don't want to then come off the mic and say it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So, okay, when we talk about fintech, right? It's short for financial technology. Fintech, financial tech. When it comes down to Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, we got the banking apps, Bank America, you got the cryptocurrency, blockchain, Bitcoin, Ether. Y'all know about those things, right? So I could sit here and I could do business with you using Bitcoin to Bitcoin. Make it sense? I know I have to explain more than that, right? Sir? Anybody?
Make sense to me.
Right. Anybody else? It's okay to say yes or no. Like we're here to learn today.
Yeah, okay. Continue on, brother.
Right. Bring me up, blood. Okay. Oh shit. Somebody bring up Stacks real quick. When it comes down to artificial intelligence, opportunities and AI-driven businesses, risk of being left behind. We talked about earlier. I mentioned that earlier. That's crazy. It came up again. I mentioned that earlier, right? So let's talk up. Let's see. Let's say we wanted to create a business. If you guys would take the opportunity to go into your phone, if you have these AI programs in your phone, and bring up something like how to build a, let's say something simple. No, why go simple? How to build a website, and say how to build a website using. Okay, my mind is all over the place right now. My mind is racing right now. Anybody could give an idea on a stage and then whatever type of business you like, put it in there and see if that AI could generate that. You could do that now, you could do that on your own time, right? That's one thing to knock out kinks and having risk of failing and picking yourself up again through all the 5 years. Like people say, they say like 5 years, it takes 5 years for a business to like grow. To go through the trial period, that alleviates all of that in between. Are we on the same page? You could try that out later on, stuff like that. Okay, did y'all mod my Brody? Did I mod Stacks? Let me go back out this. Okay, he's modded.
Yo, let's turn this shit up, bro. So, turn the room up.
Yeah, let's go. So, I talked about fintech. So, if it just short for financial technology, something that my bro do, he does fintech. Stacks does fintech too. Okay, so let's do this. Let me go ahead. Okay, here's another one. Tech for activism, using apps and social media strategical to mobilize, educate, and fundraise. Using apps to do that. we could take these things and we could pass it on to our kids as we speak right now, all cousins, auntie, uncles, whoever. Now, I talked about the tech. I talked about the survival, but we could talk about blending tech and survival. Is Un still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. What up, Un? You there?
So we're talking about blending tech and survival expanded, right? Smart farming. Now, before, what happens? We had to use human intervention to go out there and look at the farm, look at the vegetables, et cetera, et cetera. And it's going to take a little longer. That means if it takes a little longer, you have to spend X amount of money for even the overtime, because at those people that are farming, hello, how's it going? They have to get paid as well. The Mexican, the farm workers and stuff like that. So you could use how you can mix those two, blending the tech with the survival, drones, sensors, and apps to make agriculture more efficient. Y'all riding with me with that? Tech back.
Nah, that's hard. That's hard.
Preparedness, GPS survival apps, online learning platforms for training. I hope y'all take this. Anyway, community hubs, maker spaces or survival skills workshops with both tech and trade are being taught. And now we talk about legacy all the time, but we never talk about digital legacy, right? Digital legacy, passing down culture, history, and strategy through digital archives. Like this shit, if you sit there and you play with your computer, you could come up with so many things. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yo, yeah. Nah, yeah. I want to tell them real quick why you going through this. Before I started going outside, I was playing around with the computer. Like at 13, before I started, you know, like I was outside 6, 7, of course, when I was like young. But when I started to get to my teenage years, I started to realize how powerful the computer was. Started to figure out how to make beats, started to figure out how to send communication, AIM. There was all type of shit that I was getting into. MySpace, how to code. You just had to be there to be there. But I'm glad you're saying this, because we should be teaching the people to use tech early on, you know, before they even get to their adult years, so they're not confused on the new tech that comes out, because the shit goes so fast and changes every day. So I'm glad you're talking about this. Yeah, let's get into it.
Hey, yay! Did you know
every day
the niggas with them weak ass talking?
Oh my god,
brands?
bro!
Did you notice that? All the niggas who just wanted to say it's hard right now. All them niggas gone.
All excuses. It's excuses. And then you want to listen. If we can sit here and buy, like we always say, if we can sit here and buy Jordans, if we can buy weaves, if we can buy weed.
Niggas at bars every weekend, all kind of shit.
Every weekend, bro. You can sit here and take the time to sit your black ass down and really dig into this shit so you won't get left behind. When they said no man left behind, they literally made it so no man would be left behind, but you'd rather talk on the phone and be on apps and stuff like that and do nothing. Do nothing at all, and then blame the white man for this and the white man for that. Do you see how that coincide with each other? That whole excuse bullshit. Blame the man. I mean, they do have hand in certain things, but they actually gave you something to replace what they took away. Now it's up to you. It's up to you to fill in the blanks. Does that make sense?
Makes sense, bro. I'm trying to make it make sense though, bro. Because it's like, all right. If y'all got all the tools that's at your fingertips, why is not more people rich? Why is not more people wealthy or just well off? You don't got to be rich, right? Yeah, because a lot of niggas think, you know what it is, bro. I'm well off, bro, fucking with this shit. Like, you can eat, bro. Like, you if you don't want to be rich, you don't want to be at the top. You can be well off with the tools that they gave you. That's why I'm glad bro is talking about this, because there's so many tools that I figured out to use at my fingertips now. Like, with all the tools that we have right now, I'm able to, you remember back in the day, how everybody needed graphic artists, bro? We don't got to do that no more. Ask Young, you could do AI now. Ask No, you could do AI now. Now you could create you an artwork business from the ground up with AI.
And
you could be the artwork. Now you could be selling artwork. You could sell to AI.
Don't do that.
What's good?
Don't, hey.
Don't put me out there like that, Stack. Don't do that.
Come on now.
This me. Don't do that, Stack. We brothers. Hey, what'd he say? We supposed to be brothers. Come on, Stack.
Y'all could take the AI and y'all could sell it now. Like, people don't know how to make this artwork. You know what I mean? They still confused. They still left behind because they haven't dived into some of the GPTs or some of the AI robots that are able to expand the artwork and make the shit better. But when y'all start expanding in this shit, you'll realize that you can create a business from the shit that you are creating. So it's like, word, the shit that you used to pay graphic artists for and people, you know what I mean? Because before this shit came out, yay, for the mixtapes and the music, a lot of us was going to different graphic artists to pay for the work. And there was no AI out. None. Now you're able to make the shit.
Now all you got to do is type in what all you want on that motherfucker.
And it's just over. Type. Now you got artwork. You got flyers. Right.
You got movies. Powerful. Like, come on, yeah, bro. Like, yeah, you know what? Crazy. To me, when you come out with something, right, if you're a creator, right, and you want to put it out there to the public and they get government approved, it's like the government to say, please get on your motherfucking feet and stop relying on us. Because they give you, they're approving all these websites and stuff like that. So you can make money, but all I hear is excuses, and I'm outnumbered. So I have to sit down and just like kind of like blend in and keep myself like dormant. Like they just chill, just talk about relationships all the time. And, you know, and you see, I work well in that realm, but at the same time, it's something at me that wants to burst out of my chest and say, why aren't we talking about this? Why isn't this important? So it's actually like I'm
yeah, I fuck I'm with this
killing
yay.
Myself.
I fuck with this, yay, for sure. Let me give you your flowers, brother.
But you get what I'm coming from though? Like, cause I started on this side, but at the same time, every time I brought something like international law to the app and start talking, oh, that's pseudoscience. I'm like, God damn, I can't win for losing over this motherfucker. Okay, you wanna be sad, you wanna talk about relationships all day, fine, that's cool. I even got to the point where I'm like, you know what, Rosie, for the 400 after dark, we need to start doing, you know, some intellectual debating and stuff like that. We need something different. And that's why you see the 400 after dark. Gotta switch it up. You feel what I'm saying? Even, you know, bro came over the side from the business side. What I tell bro from the beginning, bro, you gotta learn how to infuse the two when it comes down to the relationship and when it comes down to the business side. He's doing good on that shit now. Stacks, are you not?
Nah, you not. And bro, yay, helped me do that shit. Cause that nigga seen me over there, bro. I was just chilling on the business side, bro. I'm just in the room with my people. That nigga came to come get me, man. We turned this shit all the way up. So sometimes you need other people to harness different things. So appreciate you, yeah. You already know. 400.
I didn't do that for the shout out. I'm just saying, like, hey man, I get tired of just doing the one thing. I worry about if I have a platform, people come through and they listen, why do I have to just keep feeding entertainment and cantankerous and building a cantankerous environment? Why must I do that all the time? I even try to add an older person into it. That went to shits. You know what I'm trying to say? I was trying. I got, you know what I'm saying? Because this person didn't act like an elder. Well, because he's significantly older than this. That went to shit. Then I got a little sis at the same time, too. I got all ranges, 25, 30, 40 to 50, so we can cover every single thing. It's always a fucking battle trying to bring people together. Always. So when I talked to my bro, I didn't look for you to give me that, and I appreciate it though. I didn't look for you to give me the props on that, but I appreciate it. But I'm always trying to influence people to do better. But they love the bullshit. I love it. I love entertainment. It's like we just possessed by it. Just fucking whatever. Okay, so we'll talk about some few obstacles and barriers, right? Cultural distractions over prioritizing entertainment over education. God damn it. Didn't I just say that? Over prioritizing entertainment over education. And I try to infuse that in there. You literally just spoke.
Yo,
about
yeah,
that.
I want to drop some shit, bro, about the survival skills. If you don't dive into if y'all not around people that know the survival skills, you need a mentor. I didn't know that, yay, when I was coming. I thought I knew everything. Then when I was on this app, I ran into Jay. Remember, I was telling you, yay, see me over there in the mentors. I ran into my bro, Jay Nolan. Jay Nolan was a San Diego, he played for the San Diego Padres in the 80s. And he seen me on the app going crazy with just what I was doing, scooped me up. And I got bigger in the business lane. But I didn't know what I didn't know before he got there. Dude taught me how to maneuver, how to rock with the MLM shit, how to build my business to a huge level, how to stay clear from the SEC, all type of shit. He was just on some real survival shit, you know, teaching me how to maneuver through this shit. And that's how I was able to get a lot of skills, because he was significantly older than me. Yeah, he was about at least 30, 40 years older than me, bro, but was teaching me every single thing. And he had other sharpshooters around, but you got to have people around you that know more than you in survival skills. I wasn't afraid.
You the smartest nigga in the room is a problem.
Exactly. No, I was going to say, I wasn't afraid to let niggas teach me or let others show me the way. I've been up on top of my high horse doing my thing, but when I met them, I wasn't that young, cocky motherfucker. I could come down off my polo high horse and listen to these motherfuckers. All right, what we doing? How we get this shit done? Because they've been here longer than me, bro. So that's what I feel like a lot of our young cats got to do is, you ain't got to be so cocky. Yeah, you can have it going on. You can have the deals. You can have the cars. You can have the jewels, whatever. But if you ain't listening to motherfuckers that have been here before you, all that shit goes to shit. Yes, it don't sir. Make no sense. So I just really take pride in that. Yeah, as me as a young black brother, really listening to my mentors so I can get to where I was going. You know what I'm saying, bro?
So, right. So I want to talk about solutions and action steps, right? Creating community gardens plus coding clubs side by side. Could y'all imagine it? Did y'all see it? Did y'all have the vision?
I heard the community gardens. I can see the community gardens. I don't know much about coding, but me and my best friend is doing that right now as we speak, you know, because we see the way the world is turning. And she's doing a garden in her backyard. Mm-hmm. I live in an apartment, so I can't do the gardening in the backyard, but I've started a herb garden on my kitchen sill. Because, shit, we gonna have to have our own food in a little bit. What are we gonna do? Right. I mean, look, I'm looking at shit, how it's going on now. Look how high food is. Food is fucking ridiculous. Food has literally turned into a luxury. And that's fucked up.
So do you understand, the less people that feed themselves, the government have to find a way to feed the people faster.
Yeah, and they're going to mass produce.
Exactly. So now we talked about the community garden, and right next to that community garden should be a coding club right there. Makes sense? So that's survival.
Oh, yeah. My old neighborhood I grew up, they got it's a school that they built up a few years ago. They got a garden over there, and they also teaching the young folks how to code and doing a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm proud of my old neighborhood.
What about skills exchanging?
Jay, idea, what the fuck going on? Yay, what's going on?
If they took the idea, hey man, it's nothing wrong with sharing ideas. It's no wrong. It's nothing wrong with sharing ideas.
That sounds like barter. That sounds like barter.
Yeah, trading and barter. Well, this is trading bartering, right? Right, right. You trade in fuck, my mom is, when I say my mind is racing right now, because I'm kind of excited that we not just talking about that other shit, and right now we're talking about this. It's you, when you're exchanging goods with each other, you feel what I'm saying? Instead of saying, okay, take this money. No, that makes it even playing ground. Money's not really needed when you have a community that's like that. Even if I want to say, okay, I got a motorcycle, I want to trade for your car. And those people that those people can build, and we have enough skills within our community to build everything ourselves, literally, but we still are dependent on daddy government. So skills exchanges, right?
Yeah, that's
one person, great. One person teaches plumbing, another person teaches website design. Did y'all hear that? When it comes down to tech scholarship for black youth interested in robotics, AI, or cybersecurity, that is another thing too. When it comes down to the tech scholar, like all these things, do y'all really think about this when it comes down to us? Because we do think about it when it comes to everyone else. When I think about who's the one that has the most, who's the highest in technology, India. Why are they known as a big tech country? And we are not. And everything that we built as people, what happens? They take it, they patent it, and say it's theirs. Do y'all notice that or no?
Yeah, that's because American culture has been dumbed down. People are dumb as fuck. They don't care about nothing but who fucking who. the celebrity gossip, all that foolishness that don't matter. That's all a lot of us are concerned about. Just the petty shit in life.
So how many...
And I was about to say...
that's not by design.
So, wait, he just said... But that was you. Okay, there. You just got off your Bluetooth. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and that's not... That's by design as well, because just like they wanted to get rid of a lot of our people that was intellectual and on something like better... The Germans literally lined up their intellectual class after the war and shot their ass down in the street. And they lied to them and made them feel like this was an opportunity for them to go to another country. So they wore their best clothes. Yay, they got photographs of this shit. These right before they got executed, the librarians, the teachers, the scholars, they lined them up and killed them all, bro. The Germans.
Yes, they did. What? Because they were they, you know, the historians and all that, and the people that could tell the truth about how what stuff is going on, they got rid of them. Yeah, that's what's really kind of going on right now. Why do you think our current president is attacking ecologists? I had plans to get a PhD at a college down the street from my house because he stripped money from them. What I wanted to major in, they're not going to fund me 100%. I would have to take out some loans. That's done on purpose.
So... I do want to welcome y'all to the Four in the Club Rooftop Talk podcast. You Can't Silence the Truth. We had a few that talked about the title, and I think that I feel as though we're digging into something deeper than we're usually digging into here in the Rooftop Talk. What do y'all think about media content, right? Those more, if we have more podcasting, YouTube channels or courses courses teaching survival and tech together. Do you think people will gravitate towards those things, or would they gravitate towards what they already have gravitating towards?
They gonna gravitate towards the bullshit, bro.
Gravitate towards the bullshit, yeah. Because you seen, you know, when I was doing rooms, bro, how many niggas you seen over there from there that you knew over there?
Yeah.
How many? But I was still making bread. I was still doing my thing. But how many niggas you seen was trying to move sturdy over there with me, or even just trying to make bread or figure out some new shit? Like I had to force it on people that didn't want to, you know what I mean? Didn't want to know, but I had people that was willing to be coached and they didn't mind that, bro. So I think it's just all up to the mindset, bro. You know what I mean? It's the mindset and where the person's at. If they feel like they need it, they'll dive into it. If you feel like you don't need it, you'll gravitate towards the bullshit. But the people that want to learn new shit and that's always eager to feed their brain, they're always going to go to the rooms like that and shit, bro. Mm-hmm.
So, hey, Ye, the question you're asking is, in the business world, it would be target matrix and your target market inside of your target matrix. What demographic, specifics is demographic, age, gender, race, you know, those are demographics, right? Who are you trying to target? Is there going to be people who are going to come in? Yes. But something like, to build that up, you have to do it on a consistent basis to where they know the time, location, where to expect you at, right? And then you just grow your base from there. You see what I'm saying? It's not where you start, it's not where you begin, it's where you finish, right? So I think you have to, you gotta develop your target matrix. As long as you have your demographic, your target team, and you cater your narrative to them.
Like everybody should become a chef.
What's up, bro? Been a minute, man.
What up, bro?
Does that make sense yet? You might not get the gas room like you get in and shoot the shit. You know, niggas come on this after talk about relationships to get they fix. You know, damaged niggas, right?
Come on. Man said get they fix. That's a fact, un.
I got you. But there's people that will come into that room that you're, or a podcast or whatever. They'll start tuning in if they know where to find you and what time to expect you.
I agree, but just like Stack said, they'll start gravitating towards the other rooms because they just don't. It's like they don't want to learn. It's like, okay, if I'm learning from him, I'm that, just this like dumbass that, nigga.
Everybody can't go. That's the saying you need to keep in mind. You cut me off, bro. You cut right into my sentence.
it's they will rather go to the other rooms instead of dealing with, like, they'll say, well, what the fuck? Like, dude, it was in here early. He said, you bougie. you bougie. I know you're not talking about. Wait a minute. I'm not talking about. I'm not being bougie. But is so basically you're intimidated at this point or feel some type of way because I'm trying to shift the narrative when it comes down to this clubhouse shit I got going on. Oh, 400 club. Yeah, you bougie. Right? And then thank you. And instead of saying, let's sit down here and let's build with each other. You get what I'm trying to say? He didn't want to do that. Wait, did he hurry up, scurry, got the fuck up out of here, talk shit, try to derail shit, and then, you know, that's where we were.
Like I said, bro, the saying that'll maybe help you with that is everybody can't go.
Right.
That's the simplest way I could put it, bro. So, it ain't, you shouldn't more so be focused on the numbers. You should more so be focused on the message and the people
that's why they're here who came to Media Mentors, yay. Because it was bred over there and people that actually wanted to learn that came into the space. It didn't matter about the numbers. Relationships.
Yeah, you already know though, bro. What I say about the numbers now, bro. What I say about the numbers now, I say numbers is cool. But all I need is about 4 to 5 people on the stage to have a conversation for 2 hours. Didn't I have that conversation with you, bro? But numbers going to come. I also talk about, okay, we also talk about other things, and that's just on some other stuff. I'm saying, but more or less to have a real conversation, not no fake bullshit conversation that everybody wants just to have what goes on Clubhouse, and in real life, I like to have those type of conversations. And it's going to go which way it's going to go, if you understand what I'm saying. That's why I like it like that. So, I don't know. I ran through some shit this morning. I don't know where the rest of you guys were. I talked about tech literacy, coding, cybersecurity, IE, blockchains. I talked about entrepreneurship, using the tech to build businesses and even commerce and passive income streams. I talk about future job preparing for automation, remote work, and digital industries. When y'all think about automation, y'all think about remote work, this motherfucker at? Now, when you think about automation and remote work, right? Do y'all understand that people are able to go to any country and work from their computer, live their life by just working remotely? It's a good thing in that. So something good in that too. Go ahead.
That's like the best thing. If y'all want to get into remote, if you ever wanted to get into remote, bro, I've been doing that shit for a minute, yeah. Like on some digital nomad shit. You feel me? Like dead ass. Like I'm able to control my whole. Yo, I don't think you know what I'm saying. I don't think y'all know how powerful this shit is.
But like,
working from remote, bro, I'm able to. I got my own schedule. I'm my own boss, bro. I could travel anytime. I can go to. Passport already hit, like I'm loaded, I could go wherever, bro. But I'm telling y'all, working remote, you don't have to be stationary in one place. As soon as I got away from the 9 to 5s, I realized, yo, I can dead ass control my own life if I got my own schedule. That's why I introduced Brody Ye into Bitcoin mining, right? Flipping crypto, staking, putting your money where you need it to go so you can get the rewards and you can flip it. But a lot of niggas don't want to listen to that shit, bro. They don't want to know how to get money. All right, go to your job, nigga, and I'm going to put half of my life savings into fucking different assets and flip this shit. And niggas don't know how to do it, nigga. I'm moving. I'm telling, yo, yeah, that's why that's why I don't do business room no more, no. Yo, I don't, nigga, ask you how I say I did this shit for 5 years straight. Putting niggas on and trying to get bags in niggas' pockets. You think I'm a still, bro? I'm talking shit all day. Relationship topics, nigga, y'all niggas gonna monetize that. But yay, that's where I came from, nigga. Getting niggas to the bag, making sure niggas understood the digital money and the digital gold rush. That's, yo, bro, you can get richer with digital money than you can with paper money. Say I'm lying. You know how much, you know how powerful you can become if you put the money in the right place at the right time on some digital shit. It's just a lot of people didn't want to listen, but I'm still doing what I was preaching. But it's just a lot of people was not trying to hear that, bro. No, not at all.
Mm-mm. Right, and you gotta remember on this side of the people that we knew coming from Dante's room and stuff like that. All those people that used to be in there, Nelson and all those, they are gone. And so those people that were doing business really ran over there with him. So when you're trying to, you know, it's like trying to fight a losing battle when you're trying to bring people to certain spaces and they don't want to learn about these things that you want to teach. So like I said, that's the reason why you have to put it together, infuse it. and you have to make it interesting from there. So just like when you run a relationships now, what do? You end up putting up all your links at the top. You talk about that. I'll chime in on certain things when it comes down to that, the things that we were doing together. And if they want to bite, they're going to bite. If they're not, they're not. You still can make bread either way on this side at the same time, too, if people are going to support you. Because why? People love the entertainment more than they love education.
Are you caught up in the size of the room or having a person in? Like me, I really don't give a fuck if it's just one person that hears the information.
Yeah. I'm talking about just a big room. Yeah, but if you have 100 people in the room, 5 people can hear that instead of the whole 100. It matters.
No, I'm asking you. Are you more concerned with having a big ass room or getting information out?
No, I just told you I wasn't. I'm not concentrating on that. Chef Lacey, you want to X me out? You drop down to the bottom, and I'll bring you back up. What a mod! What a freaking mod! But no. When it comes down to what me and my bro was trying to, you know, organize and stuff like that, you have to have people in the more people that you have in your room. And I know it depends on quality and not. It depends on quality on certain things, but you need quantity when it comes down to this side of making money and spreading information and trying to educate people. You understand what I'm saying? Because of the mere fact that we've been so. Who got an open mic? Making me. Somebody has an open mic. When it comes down to that, because people are so conditioned just to listen to entertainment. In relationship all the time, but if you find a way to be crafty enough to throw those two in there, make it look appealing, people will want to jump into digital currency. They would like to hear about stem cell research and how to get into that. Even when it comes down to culinary arts, people will be more interested and intrigued because it's thrown in their face. In other spaces, it's not thrown in their face. It's just doxing and all types of stuff like that. I mean, I'm hoping you guys follow with me because it's just.
Do your aunt have good rooms? Because I learned some information in one of his rooms a couple of months ago. And I told him that I have a business credit card that my bank gave me. And one of the fellas said more than likely the reason why they gave me that business credit card because I'm a long-standing customer. And I didn't even think about that aspect of it because I've been with this bank for almost 20 years. I'm like, oh, that's why they gave me that credit. I thought it was me. I thought I was special, but he told me the truth. And they know I pay my bills, so they went ahead and gave me the credit card.
Yeah, you excuse me, you on to something, bro. Yeah, you gotta have, for our people, unfortunately, you gotta have both. So you on to something, bro.
Yo, Nick, no, he said it right there, bro. What was I doing? It was just you came over there. Yeah, you see, it was like on some classroom shit.
Yeah, we don't need to go all, we don't need to go too deep into that stuff. Like, classroom it was just shit, bro. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Yeah, I thought, you know, it's one of the other things that people be trying to say about you on the app and create it. I don't want you to go into that bullshit. You get what I'm saying? Whew. I'm sorry. I'm taking these nice little deep breaths because I was up this morning like, shit, should I do this other room where they're talking about how women should watch how they speak to men? And the girl went like basically went to this place, this hood, and she was saying, fuck Coin City.
I think you should do more rooms. I think you should add it all to your portfolio.
Yes, let me explain. And then the woman was like, fuck Coin City. She was bunch around a men from the hood. And then she said she took the money from somebody, my sis, Amber. And then she said, give me my money before I shoot your ass. That's what she said. And then the guy, she said, like, he came around like, why you keep on messing with my people? He was like, ah. And he filled her shit full of lead. So I think about, should I talk about that? Or should I talk about what I have going on right now? It's more relief in my chest. I feel that I'm talking about what's going on right now. I do.
Well,
I feel
that's like a good room you have it, but you also need to do that room about women talking crazy to men. Because in Chicago, where I live at, it's a whole lot of women getting shot and killed because of their mouth. You can't be talking crazy to these men because they would shoot your motherfucking ass. Like you come to them like you a nigga, they gonna treat you like a nigga. And that's just the fucking truth.
Right. I'll probably do that a little later.
Why not do both? Why not do both? Why not do it all?
Because I have a podcast and I don't, and I like to have more episodes than I have just a conglomerate of just on one. So if I do this room and then I send the traffic to my next room, I'll have two episodes on there instead of one. And then, you know, I get to my goal. My goal that bro has, he has about 10,000 downloads and stuff like that. I need to get to that.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to do multiple topics. So you're saying you're going to do multiple. So you're saying the same thing I'm saying. Why not just do multiple topics? Right?
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm, but I would like to do that in a different room instead of having it in this room specifically. Make sense?
Yeah.
I don't like to. Yeah, we're saying the same thing. Okay. So anyway, we can, if anyone has anything to say or add to the conversation, we can do so.
Yeah, yeah. So the floor is open. Just one more thing about the tech, bros. Like when y'all get into tech, just make sure you get into the right field. That's going to be able to help you in the long run. Like when I started messing with the computers, messing with the tech, I got skills that I can help other people with because a lot of people don't use the computers. Y'all on y'all smartphones all day. Y'all don't, you know what I'm saying? We use our smartphones to survive. Once you realize there's more, it's like it unlocks more capability when once you start playing around with the tech on the computers, especially if you're trying to create something, right? Let's continue this shit.
I mean, this is the time to have a good conversation about things that matter. Go ahead, no more.
Talk about some of the survival skills. I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. I don't know how, but I want to learn how to just, you know, be walking in the damn woods and make a fire. Anybody know how to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, there's so it's called amber. So you would get it. I don't know where you at, what type of trees you got, where you at, but it would be a tree that has sap, right? That's your lot of
flavor. Wait. You need to tell them who you are though first though, because
I don't do all that. There's enough people in this app. Hold on, there's enough people in this app that's gonna come off the mic and talk about themselves.
Well, it's a podcast. It's a podcast, and I would like for you to introduce yourself. That'll be fine with me.
My name is Unapologetic Man. I'm just a brother who lives under a bridge in a cardboard box that don't know a lot. I just know a little bit. So I'm a combat veteran. Did two tours in Iraq. I've been in survival school. You know, it's called SEERS in the military. You know, that type of shit. So all I'm saying is I don't know where you at, so I don't know what type of trees you have where you at, but I would look for, if me and you walking in the woods, I would say, hey man, let's look for a tree that has some sap on it. Let's look for some dry bark, dry trees that we can shave off. And that would be the lint that we put to start the fire. That'll be underneath. It's how, you gotta build your fire pit in levels, right? So you get your big log, you get your big trees, we shave off the branches and shit like that, cut up the tree, the dry trees. The amber would be the lint would be the pieces of tree that we shaved off. Put that first spark. We could take a rock and knock them against each other to ignite the lint. We use the sap as a lighter fluid, and then we stack the bigger pieces of tree that we cut up on top, and then we build our fire that way. It'll burn longer, right? And then we just get to chopping wood so we can keep the fire going. If it's a cold night, we take the charcoal, the ash, we put dirt on top of it. It'll dry, the dirt that will dry, and it'll be like a hot waterbed. It'll be like a hotbed. You know what I'm saying? We put the dirt on top and it warms up, that's what we sleep on in the middle of the night. So we get heat coming from bottom, and then we got a fire next to us that's keeping us warm. That's if we don't have any cover and shit like that, but you know, stuff like that. So, and then water, we want to be able to boil the water first because of the pathogens in the water, could make us sick. So we would try to, we can build a makeshift, we take a stone, carve a hole into the stone, and then this is how we purify our water. Or we could take a sock, one of our socks, and filter the water through our sock and have it drip into a container that we find, and that'll get rid of the pathogens as well. Grubs, we can eat, knowing what berries to eat, what type of grubs, berries and stuff like, because there's poisonous berries and shit like that. And we want to stay above ground. We want high ground so we can see them before they see us. Ideally, that's where you want cover and you want concealment, right? So cover, you can shoot through that, but you can't see us. You want to be behind something solid, you know what I'm saying, for protection as well. What else? We can, so foliage, give us cover so we don't have no tents and nothing like that, right? We could take branches, we could take what we have. We take vines, tie the branches together, give ourselves cover. So if it rains, you know what I'm saying, we can stay dry as possible. You want to keep your feet dry as possible. So at night, we take off our socks, keep our feet, socks dry. What you do is you take your socks and put them over top of your shoe so the bugs get in your shoe, you know, stuff like that. And then we need to make weapons. We could take sticks, we can shave off a strong stick, make it a spear. We can drive a slit in the tip of the stick. We can sharpen a rock and put the rock in there, take vines and tie the rock into that. So yeah, it's a lot of shit we can do, man. You know, you put me in the middle of anywhere, I think I'll do all right.
Yo, you know what it is too, bro? Black people need to get into more tech. That's why I'm glad that we're having this conversation. It's like, yo, we don't know what we don't know. And if more people could mentor people and teach people, then that's going to be the key. Yeah, you already know what I was doing on the other side, bro. Controlling my whole room. Sending traffic to my room. I didn't need no traffic from this shit, nigga. I put shit in my room. You know what I'm saying? So that's how much marketing skills and shit I had, bro. I was putting shit in my room. So it's about, you know what it is, though? Technology is very powerful. It's also what you know and what you gonna put your hands on to use it. Anybody can do anything with tech. What you gonna do with it? Are you gonna start a business out of it? Are you gonna do marketing? Are you gonna do PR? Are you gonna help people? What you gonna do with it? I don't know, man. There's a lot of shit we can do, and I done built a whole business off this shit. Internet traffic agency. Anybody can holla at me and get their page lit, YouTube lit. it ain't a surprise what I do, yeah, on this bitch, bro. I've been doing it so long, like, it's insane. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm able to control the internet at this point.
You know I'm going to holler at you because I need some help getting my podcast going.
Yeah, holler at me.
Him some business, he going to say he did it by himself. Fix that shit, bro. If a nigga show you love, man, respect that, bro. Yeah, man, solid, bro. I respect what you're doing, Stack. I'm a game developer at Full Sail. Simulation visualization, you feel me? Yeah, Brody, and I'm able to train my own models right now. Comfy UI, I can build pipelines to practically do anything with Comfy UI. If anybody want to know how to do anything as far as generation with audio, generation with videos, and generation with images, Comfy UI. If you ever wanted to have your own way of entering the latent space, I'm gonna say latent because that's gonna be familiar to you if you jump in. A Comfy UI is a solid choice, y'all. Yay. Survival skills. Yo, if Ukraine decides that they gonna say fuck Russia, you niggas is not gonna take away all of our racism and Nazism. And we're just gonna stay white power the whole fucking time. Cool. Right? In the same breath, if Israel decides that, okay, hey, we're gonna go ahead and make a move on Iran, and Iran decides and knows that the United States is really the fucking problem and send these hypersonic ballistic missiles, is that the world is gonna come crashing down. But what's going to happen after that is that the world is still going to need people to build. So survival skills for Black folks, techs, computers, and more is a proper conversation to have. And this is why I'm a proponent for pushing Black people, especially not to stand in front of the computer or the television, but to sit behind it and be the ones programming and moving the intention forward. Even us having our own labs where we're training the AIs, and we have our personalities embedded, and that's a real thing. And even in our creative endeavors to integrate AI and create tools that allow the young people to be familiar with it, and to curate it in a way that they're also able to use it in a proper way. This is what is going to be our survival skills moving forward. There's nothing else greater. There's nothing else greater than the black man and the black woman allowing the kids to be familiar with the computer right now. Do you hear me? They tell you all the time, coders are going to be thrown out the window. It was the same thing with crypto. It was the same thing with the metaverse. They try to steer us away because in the meantime, they're still fucking building it, bro.
Right. That's right. I mean, you don't want a whole bunch of people oversaturate what you got going on. Then you can't control it, right? You can't really do what you want to do. So did you guys hear about, damn it, it was this something happened where I forgot the name of the AI program. It gave the person that created gave it an order, and it did just the opposite. And then what else it did? It created an email blackmailing that person because they didn't want to take the order from him, right? So it's saying that out of 70% out of 70% out of 100 time out of that percentage, that AI program that was built by man refused the commands. Did you not hear that? So do you understand where we are heading right now? If you have young children that is able or can, they have the bandwidth to be able to study and learn how to code, they should be doing the coding and stuff like that so that they can, to me, combat that in the long run when they get old at the same time too. I feel as though that we're giving computers too much leeway to the point that we're building them to repair themselves. So if you have a group of people that know how to do the same thing that these geniuses are doing and stuff like that, probably not be on the same level because they're already far advanced. God damn, it's kind of depressing. But yet, you can at least know what's going on and how to, you know, combat that situation. John, y'all heard about that AI program, right, that did that? Did you guys hear about that?
What was the specifics one more time? The issue was what? I'm sorry, Yay.
It gave the person that created it ordered people that were around to test it, gave it orders to shut down or something like that, and it said it was going against it. It did not listen to the human. And then what it did was it was so pissed off at the human, it blackmailed them by sending some email to, I think it's his girlfriend or something like that, basically causing trouble for him. I'm about to go look for it real quick. Y'all hold the conversation for me.
Yo, that's wild. I haven't heard that. And I did hear about AI. I'm a proponent for AI, by the way, y'all. So anything that I say is cautionary, not a way to discourage anybody from learning the craft, because anything that you put your hands to, it says to do it unto God. So my hard down belief is that these platforms are an opportunity for personalities to be actuated. And if they're supposed to be perfect, it almost puts a parallel to when God had created angels, right? And the angels were supposed to be created perfect. And in a similar way, their energies that might help it deviate. And why would it deviate? Maybe there's a corporation, not Google. I'm not even going to say it's Amazon, and I'm not even going to say it's Apple. But they may be a corporation that would make sure that their AI is pushing advertisement, not really giving you any open source ideas or even opening your mind to the real range of motion that you innately have. And that's why I'm also a proponent for hosting AI locally, y'all. If you haven't stepped into that world, this is a perfect time to step in, especially with, it's called Olama, y'all. OLLAMA. At this point, you should have a laptop that's able to process an AI model, and you are. You're very well able right now to bring an AI model locally where all the information is stored into your laptop, and you're not going to Google.
Okay.
You're not going to.
Okay. I appreciate it, Quantum.
I got you,
For holding me down, bro. So y'all know I'm driving. I'm on a highway, so it's kind of a little safe. It says Live Science AI refuses to shut down. It was published May 30th, 2025. AI safety research at Palisade Research discovered that some of the OpenAI newest models, particularly the O3-O4 Mini and the Codex Mini, sometimes ignored explicit shutdown instructions and test runs that intentionally sabotaged shutdown scripts to continue process tasks. Of 100 trials of the O3 sabotage shutdown and 7 runs Codex Mini in the 12 runs and O4 Mini ones. These findings raise concern about autonomy creep, especially as AI systems are deployed with increasing flexibility and less oversight. Y'all never heard of that.
It's like the machines are working for themselves.
Okay, you pull it up.
The machines are working for themselves. Like the more we develop the machines, bro, it's going overnight and work. I remember down in Wall Street, when everything was shut down in Wall Street, bro, when they shut down, you know, COVID or whatever, everything shut down, you know, them computers were still on Wall Street working. My bro, Dennis Herrera came on the app and was working on Wall Street. He told us, yo, everything shut down, but the crypto and all this finance and all of this shit was still working because they built AI. This shit was still working while the offices were shut down. Wall Street was still running. These niggas was still getting money. That's why I went to the crypto to get to the bag, because it don't sleep. Trading crypto don't sleep, yay? Finance don't sleep. And when they created all these computers and these supercomputers, nigga, the shit was still running on Wall Street. So when y'all niggas was sleeping, it was still trading money automatically, because AI lives, bro, long, bro. That's why I said, bro, I got so much AI in my pocket right now, bro. I go to sleep, wake up to the... Do I get paid to go to sleep, bro? Don't cap on this app. Don't lie for them. Do I get paid to go to sleep?
You said what?
Do I get paid to go to sleep?
Do you get paid while you sleep?
While I sleep.
Shit, nigga, you ain't send it to me, so I don't want to talk about it.
Don't lie here. Don't lie, but to tell them, do I get paid to go to sleep?
I don't want to talk about it. I asked you to send that shit to me. You woke up late and you didn't get paid.
You right.
Y'all saying you wake up,
you don't get paid. When you
I just literally admitted it, and you still going. Woo, he just wants to go. Go.
I'm about to go catch some sleep. Where is my information stacks?
Where is that information that you
niggas to get paid, nigga?
I ain't gonna
and lie. They say he just a friend. Oh, pay you. How many of us have them friends? Like, where are they?
Blanket and go to sleep and get paid and get back on that.
Put me up, bro. Put me up on it, bro. Straight up.
Stacks, where is it? Where's that I asked you for about a month ago? Stop gatekeeping. Yeah, but yeah, it's true. He sent me some information, stuff like that. He's supposed to get back to me and stuff like that when he figured it out. But yeah, AI technology is good, but at the same time, if you don't use it, you don't reap the benefits of it. So it's 10 o'clock now. Okay, let me do this. Hold me down for 1 second. I'm about to do something real quick.
Quantum, real quick. I told my bro a minute ago, I said, yo, bro, all you gotta do is set the timer, go to sleep, check in, and make sure you get the bag, bro. Nigga, know how long I've been raking up the bag? I don't even want to say nothing. I'm going to sleep.
That'll take what? A weekend to set up, bro?
I don't even want to say nothing, nigga. I'm going to
and
sleep.
And that'll take a weekend to set up, won't it, Stack? Cool.
Yeah, but I think we should also talk about what AI can do to, like, do simple stuff. Because, you know, a lot of folks... We're talking about complicated things for some folks, but just to get, you know, you got to give them some context and simple things to kind of get them hooked. I mean, they can manage your emails. They can send out automation, like send out your, there's a workflow that you can do where it can go into your business. You have procedures and then it can just kind of like automate all that stuff. It just do it for you. You can even have a bot now that you can even afford. It's not like overpriced, where it can respond to your customers or give automatic responses based upon what you get back from your based upon what they say.
One thing that
that we
wait, hold fast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All I'm saying at the end of the day is I think that if you want to have a business, you can use AI and you can automate a lot of things that you commonly do. And you need to look into that part because you can make a tremendous amount of money, especially if you have a good idea.
And also, too, to double down what Black is saying is that we've have been told that, yo, it's too hard. But not even that. Like, sometimes we have been so far removed from that type of mindset that we don't even think that we're even smart enough to go into that field, which is a lie. Math being hard is a lie because everything that we chose to learn is a discipline. And what does that require? Discipline. What is
yo, Quantum, we about to go over to the next room too. Yeah, got another right. one, but I'm gonna leave y'all with some gems. Anybody that want to rock with it, rock with anything I'm doing, tap in. And then, you know, we can network, see how you can add value to what we got. I need more hosts for the podcast show. I need more people to get on, you know, gender wars. I need more co-hosts. I need more people to understand passive income, Bitcoin, all the crazy shit that I've been doing throughout the years on the business side, on the media mentors. I need y'all to tap in with that because I've been screaming this shit, but I don't really, you know, talk about it no more unless people inquire, book a call with me, or they come into one of the business spaces that I have. But yeah. Make sure y'all hit me up. And also, we need more co-hosts for the Audio Movie Wars. So Audio Movie Wars is actually, you know, an audio series that we're creating through film and audio, right? So you guys will be able to act and do improv and all that good shit, right? So make sure y'all hit me up and go over to this room with Ye. I'm about to shut this one down.
But it's running.
Yep. Yo, Quantum, hit me up. We'll network. Black Think Tank, you know what it is, bro. We'll network.
Absolutely, bro. We got to get together.
No, of course, bro. I got so much big shit going on, bro. Like, I'm just on some other stuff now. We on some, like, automatic compounding now, Black Think Tank. Like, I don't got to use, I use the digital dollar now, the USDT, and I just compound it, bro. It's that easy to get the money now. Like, compound it, swap it over to Bitcoin from one of the crypto exchanges, and then you get the money. But I make it on USDT first because, you know, the dollar is dead. If I'm fucking with the digital dollar, then I'm able to transfer that over to Bitcoin, Solana, and cash it out straight to my bank account just from trading and auto compounding on different apps and telegrams and all type of crazy shit that I was able to find out. So I'm making money on a whole different wave that was going over a lot of people's heads while they're still going to work every day like a regular citizen. I'm already on some digital empire, digital ledger shit, right? Black, I'm putting my money in a ledger. So I am the bank now. I'm walking around as the bank. And I've been screaming that a lot on Media Mentors, even when I was with Jay Nolan, Black, you know that I was with Jay, I was with Media Mentors. I've been screaming this whole crypto trade, make your money and stack it up until it gets to the roof. But a lot of people was thinking it was scams. They didn't understand it. And now I'm just living proof of, you know, everything going the right way. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, make sure y'all tap in. I'll see y'all in the next room. But yeah, I'll be in there. Let's go.